2020.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients. And why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios, 35-0. It is all Hawks in tonight's CCL football game of the week as they are knocking off Central Crossing tonight. Again, Ryan Baker here with you. I'm joined in studio by Lee Cochran of This Week Sports. And Lee, any thoughts on this impressive performance from the Hawks who are playing tonight without their starting quarterback?
Yeah, I really was impressed. And the way they've controlled the entire first half, but this is what they need to do. I mean, you know, Coach Birchfield, his club lost a close game last week in the final seconds of the seconds. I won't say they're used to it, but they're used to close games, and he's very good about getting his team to respond. Central Crossing, on the other hand, they've been in the playoffs the last couple years, but you know, there just seems to be something missing. They still got Derek Williamson. We'll find out later on, you know, how significant his injury was. But it's, you know, it's not the same Central Crossing team. I heard that last week from a couple people that saw that their game against Pickerington North.
Yeah, obviously not the same for the Comets. But you mentioned there, Hartley, their success that they've had here the past 6-7 years in the playoffs. They've played a lot of football. Last year they lost three games. Didn't matter. They still won the state title. Central Crossing, a program that's just made the playoffs for the first two times. So they're still looking for their first win. They're looking for that. They're building that program. Probably a little easier for Hartley to recover from a big opening loss than Crossing, who lost to a good Pickerington North team last week.
And we both talked to Coach Birchfield, and he wants to win every game. Let's not be, you know, wrong about that. But he understands the schedule they're going to play. It's almost like the focus is to get ready for the playoffs. I mean, they're playing a lot of Division I teams. Central Crossing's a Division I team. And it's not, you know, he's even told us, you know, yeah, I want to win them all, but I understand it's a process and it's going to take a lot for us to do it. But as long as we're ready for week 11, that's what we're focused on. It worked last year. It's hard to argue with him. I mean, they're playing anybody and everybody. I mean, we years ago, and still even now, I guess, to an extent, DeSales always did that. I mean, DeSales got in the playoffs 1 year at 5-5. You know, because
and went
of
the state
they,
title game.
Yeah, and because of the schedule they play. So, I mean, it's part out of, hey, let's get ready for the playoffs. And quite honestly, it's part out of necessity, too, with the Central Catholic League. I mean, Hartley's got one league game. That's 9 non-league games. DeSales has 2 league games. That's 8 non-league games. You know, that you know, so you've got to go anywhere. I mean, Hartley, first 6 games of the year on the road. You know, why is that? You know, they've got to go where they can get a game. They would love to. I mean, they got a beautiful stadium there. They'd love to have teams come there and show off that place. But they don't get that opportunity because they have to go where they can. And I think Brad just kind of gets a charge out of going up to Toledo Central Catholic and going into the hornet's nest, so to speak. I mean, yeah, they lost. But I think he just really gets a big thrill out of that kind of, and gets charged up for those kind of games.
Yeah, they had 8 home games last year. This year they've only got 4. 5 teams that made the playoffs last year on the Hartley schedule this year. Let's get you up to date on what's going on with the rest of the area Catholic teams here tonight and tomorrow night. DeSales jumped out to an early lead in the first 4 minutes of the game. They had a 21-0 lead over Clarkson North. Jared Noble returns the opening kickoff, 87 yards. Ryan Corcoran gets a scoop and score on defense, and Andre White does the same from 31 yards out. He returns a fumble for a score. Alonzo Booth has added 3 touchdowns, so DeSales leads Clarkson North 42-0. We knew this could happen, Lee, when you play a team out of Canada, but DeSales looks to be mighty good early on this year.
Yeah, and as we talked before, they're probably one of the teams that you can look at as a state title contender from the area. This North Clarkson team, they're you know, I was on their website, and they're trying to keep the hometown athletes, the Canadian athletes, staying there, and they're trying to, it's almost like the IMG Academy and some of the other academies. They've got a ways to go. I mean, they're going to, you know, obviously lose tonight, and they're going to take another one next week when they play Pickerington Central.
Yeah, this is their first year in existence, but good. You know, they're playing a tough schedule this year. 6 teams in Ohio, I believe 2 in Maryland, 1 in Pennsylvania, but just not enough to take on the Stallions tonight.
I've always wanted to see if a team from our area would go up there and play under their rules. I mean, they come
down.
That would
be cool.
Yeah, and we talked to Jay Sherrick from Pickerington Central about it, and he said, oh, yeah, that'd be kind of fun, but we're not going to do it.
No reason to do that. Pickerington Central, they travel enough, they play enough schools. But Olentangy Orange leads Watterson at the half, 14-6 in that one. The Watterson defense, Lee, has finally given up a touchdown late in the second quarter of that one. Olentangy Orange's first touchdown was a defensive touchdown. Kevin Lamming, maybe the offensive MVP for Watterson. They've got 9 points this year. He's kicked 3 field goals.
Well, and that was a problem with Watterson last year, too. I think they had, what, 2 or 3 games where they scored more than 2 touchdowns. And they've had a defense. I mean, that defense last year was good. It got them into the playoffs. But, you know, they've got to somehow find an offense. And we thought they cleared that hurdle when they beat Hamilton Township. I think it was 28-0 in the playoffs. You know, we're like, all right, maybe they've got some offense. Maybe they got some momentum building for next year. You know, that offense just isn't around. It wasn't there last week against Walnut Ridge. It's not there tonight.
All of that may start at the quarterback position, too. They've got 2 battling right now. Nobody has stepped up and won the job, and that could be part of the issue.
Yeah, because, you know, when you have that uncertainty, and, you know, one's going in, then the other one's going in, you know, the team understands that. They see that there's just not one guy, you know, taking control of that position. You know, the old saying is, if you're playing 2 quarterbacks, it means you don't have any. You know, and I don't want to be that critical, but you've got to go with one, and you got to make it happen.
Reynoldsburg is leading St. Charles 7-0 at the half. The Cardinals hanging in there. They had a drive late to tie this game up, but a big 4th down stand on the 1-yard line for Reynoldsburg preserves the Raiders' lead as they go into half. After their performance last week against New Albany, I thought maybe Reynoldsburg would have a bigger lead on St. Charles, possibly with the transition going on for the Cardinals, but they're playing tough tonight.
Yeah, they really are, but, you know, Bob Jacoby's a good coach. Let's not kid ourselves, and I'm not saying anything that's earth-shattering there. But, you know, they lose their best player, and he knows how to get a team to respond to that. And now you look at Reynoldsburg. They had that wild victory. Yeah, they had a big lead on New Albany, came back and had to win it late. You know, and but it's like what we've talked about. You know, the biggest strides of improvement are between weeks 1 and week 2. You know, and you know, we're seeing that all the way around. You know, you look at, you know, a big Walnut team that got beat. They were leading Worthington Kilbourne. You know, Upper Arlington, you know, had a big win over St. Charles last week. Westville Central looked bad against Gahanna, yet they're beating Upper Arlington. You know, it's still too early to look and say, well, this team's not that good. This team's pretty good. You know, I mean, I go back to, you know, a couple years ago. Bruce Ward's first year with Gahanna, 0-2, and they didn't look good. Halftime against Upper Arlington that third game, they were getting trounced. They came back, won that game, ended up in the playoffs. So, I mean, you know, you just can't say that, okay, you know, St. Charles lost their best player, you know, that the season's over. Bob Jacoby's not going to do that.
They are actually started the second half in that game. Reynoldsburg lining up for a field goal right now. Also an update on the DeSales game. Clarkson North has scored in that ball game. They get a touchdown. No extra point, though. It is 42-6 Stallions. Tomorrow night, Newark Catholic is on the road. They're heading down to Nelsonville, York. Reedy will play Briggs at Upper Arlington and Fairfield. Fisher Catholic hosts Portsmouth East. That game going to be at Burn Union because of the issues at the field down in Lancaster. Some big games in the area tonight. Actually, a big one last night. Lee Hilliard-Bradley knocks off New Albany 28-7. It looks like the Jaguars are living up to the preseason hype.
Yeah, they've got the big one next week. Hilliard-Davidson. You know, last year they came into that game feeling pretty good and lost to Davidson 20-0. It's a big hurdle, as much as a mental hurdle as it is a physical hurdle, because you know they're the new guys in Hilliard. Now, they've been there for a few years, obviously, but they've got to beat Davidson to show that, all right, you know, we're another team to be reckoned with right there. And they've got a good quarterback, Will Phyllis. Very, very good quarterback, one of the better ones in the area.
And Darby went through that for years. You know, they've finally been able to get over that hump a couple times. But looks like Bradley is good. Reynoldsburg has hit the field goal, so they lead St. Charles 10-0. Just a couple other games I want to update you on, some big ones in the area. Gahanna leads Westerville South 23-7. Jalen Gill, star running back for Westerville South, injured an ankle in that one. He will not return. That's big news. We'll talk about that later tonight. Hilliard-Darby has a 10-7 lead over Hilliard. Davidson, Pickerington North, and Lakota East are tied at 14. And Dublin-Kaufman in the Battle of Dublin leads Scioto 24-0. Westerville Central 13-3 over Upper Arlington. And Dublin-Jerome has a 14-0 lead over Lancaster. Hey, just want to remind you, Ohio Dominican football is here on AM 820. Last night, the Panthers opened up their season with a 41-0 loss to Ferris State on the road. Not very good for the Panthers there. And Coach Kelly Cummings first game. One highlight for them, though, Jacob Mercier out of Hartley, 6 catches for 46 yards in that one. They play next Saturday at Findlay, 7 o'clock. Again, you can catch ODU football all season long right here on AM 820. 35-0, Hartley leads Central Crossing. That is the score of our CCL football game of the week. We're going to head back out to the field to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf right after this on AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at SalazzoMarble.com. Arrivederci.
And welcome back to Central Crossing High School Halftime. All Bishop Hartley on top of the Comets, 35-0. It's time now for the highlighter, brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. And we are joined at halftime by the fearless athletic director from Bishop Hartley, Pat Murphy. And Dr. Murphy, how are you tonight, sir?
Great, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Let me get your take on this contest, first of all. I know you don't do impressions, so just give me your take on the game instead. So.
Absolutely. We have a lot of respect for Central Crossing. They're one of the top respected programs in Central Ohio. And, you know, we knew this was going to be a battle, and our team's just kind of clicking on all cylinders tonight, and we're just happy to be here and up 35-0 and a half.
Does it reach a point where sometimes it's like looking at artwork when you watch this in motion with the Bishop Hartley offense especially?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Coach Sawyer does a great job as offensive coordinator, and the guys just, you know, they're clicking right now on all cylinders, and, you know, Coach Birch handles the defense, and Central Crossing almost punched in there at the end, and, you know, still our guys were tough enough to get a stop. So it's just one of those nights. It is fun to watch.
Reminder, we're approaching the top of the hour, and you're listening to WBSG, Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. I'm Randy Reinhardt alongside Pat Murphy. Pat, a lot of big news. We mentioned a couple times in the first half, the third annual Evening with the Hawks.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about that this year. It's a night where we just celebrate all things Bishop Hartley, and it's a dinner, a social opportunity, and we have some, you know, some fundraising opportunities also. But the key of the night, the highlight of the night is our Athletic Hall of Fame. This is our third class, and we have a great class this year. We have John Aramo from the class of 1980. He was an excellent wrestler and football player at Hartley. Jennifer Fetters, now Jennifer Noble, was an all-state softball player at Hartley in 92. Donald Tidwell was a two-time track state champion from the class of 93. Richard Lavender was a baseball player from the state championship team in 96. He was one of the key players on that team, and he was all-state in 97. And then we're honoring, for the first time, a team, the 86 state championship team, coached by Dick Geyer, and I'm sure Larry has a couple things to say about that also. But, so we're really excited. It's going to be a great event, and we're hoping that all Hawks, past, present, and future, are able to come.
Or even fans of the program, too?
Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
The date and location
it's
and all that?
It's October 15th. It starts at 5:30. Tickets are $30 a piece. It's dinner. Again, a social. There'll be some drinks. High State plays Wisconsin at 8 o'clock that night, so we'll have some games on the big screen. Hopefully that's not a close game or a big game that night. And the night before, we play Watterson in football. We'll honor the Hall of Fame inductees at halftime.
To find out more information, is there a website or a phone
Absolutely.
Number?
Absolutely. Go on our Hartley website, bishop-hartley.org, and there's registration information and all that good stuff.
I want to ask you, too, about a five-year athletic plan you have for the Hawks. What's that all about?
We had this year, Mr. Winters took a lot of our administrative team members and teachers to Deer Creek for a two-day summit, and we kind of just talked about, you know, all things at Hartley the next 5 years. And so with athletics, we focused on a couple things, and one of the things was to develop an intentional leadership program for our student athletes, and we partnered with a national group called Positive Coaching Alliance, and
okay.
PCA does a good job with, you know, just talking about students, teachers, the coaches, the parents, just everyone partnering together to do some things. In a nutshell, they talk about, you know, what we talk about in coaching is, you know, the double goal coach. We want to win. We want to compete at the highest level.
Sure.
But we also want to teach life lessons. We want to use the athletics, the practice fields, the courts, the fields as an extension of the classroom and teaching life lessons through athletics. So that's a big part of PCA. We just did a workshop this summer with them and to get our coaches kind of some education, some professional development. So we're really excited about that, our partnership with PCA.
Anything else athletically going on for the Hawks at this time?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, something else that came out of that kind of five-year summit was we're going to do a kind of a better job with promoting enhanced academic support for our student-athletes. And we're doing that with a program called AIM. It's an academic intervention measure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have study tables 4 days a week that kids that kind of get, you know, targeted as needing some extra help with their time management skills and their academic support skills. We acknowledge that and give them that support. And we're also going to do some partnering with the guidance department to kind of put together a plan their junior or senior year, but a plan early on in their, you know, high school career to get them on the right path.
A question that sometimes is touchy, but I'll ask it because I'm a Geraldo Rivera kind of guy. Competitive balance has been brought up a lot by the OHSAA. What's your take on that whole scenario?
You know, it's kind of something that we just accept. It's coming. It's here. We accept it. We're fine with a competitive balance with the zero and the two multipliers. We have some issues with the ones. We have an issue with a student who is in Catholic education, kindergarten through eighth grade at, you know, a school like All Saints that's literally less than a mile down the street from Bishop Hartley.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be penalized because they're not our school, St. Pius, where we get most of our kids for. We're being asked to pick one school as a focus. So, you know, we've been working closely with OHSA to continue a conversation, and they've been great with that. We just met with Interim Commissioner Dave Gray and all the principals and ADs, and our superintendent, Dr. Bretnacker, was there. You know, we're confident there'll be an ongoing conversation, but it's here. We're embracing it. We're accepting it. We're moving forward.
Final question. Good news, I guess. Do you have 10 games for next season for the football team?
We do. We're, okay. Our schedule is full, and the Hawk fans will be happy to hear we have 6 home games next
year. There you go.
We picked up Chillicothe.
This is a home game tonight, isn't it?
It's a great crowd for us. I mean, it's a 20-minute drive across town,
yeah.
So our fans were very happy to not have to drive up to Toledo tonight. So I told Assistant AD Dennis do that. We're approaching this like a home game tonight. We have 6 home games next year and a full schedule in 2017, so we're very excited.
And finally, the website, if people want more information?
www.bishop-hartley.org, and just click on the athletics tab and you'll see it all there.
He's the best, Pat Murphy, the AD at Bishop Hartley. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks for all you do for high school athletics, Randy. Thank you.
35-0 here at halftime. All Bishop Hartley will pause the second half just around the corner with 2 minutes left on the clock. We'll remind you, this is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. AMA 20.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Brace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.